Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Tonight, I want to share with you about what's been going on with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. It's been an awesome week, an incredible week. We've been working very diligently. Personally, I've been up till 4:30 in the morning, most mornings this week. So if I look a little bit disheveled, you'll understand why that would be. Anyway, it's a labor of love, and I'm sure that most of you who are Dr. Len Horowitz supporters and the people who have been engaged with BBS Radio, people who have been engaged with consciousness and evolving as we all have been, you're going to celebrate with us on Sunday the 21st. That's Sunday the 21st, Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. Go to live h2o.org and literally be a part of helping us to make history. It's the most powerful spiritual concert in Earth's history. You'll have the opportunity for the first time in history to use the internet technology like you're witnessing right now. We're actually coming to you via the live stream broadcasting service that we have purchased to support now literally 18 different venues internationally. We've got, originally we had 9 venues scheduled to be broadcasting on Friday, this coming Friday, June the 19th, June 20th, and the 21st, Friday through Sunday, the summer solstice, an extraordinary 3-day broadcast. We were planning only 9 venues. Now it looks like it's up to 18. We've actually got venues in Europe and Spain, and apparently in the next 24 hours we'll know whether or not we have a wonderful venue broadcasting with us from Australia. And so we're really very, very blessed, very thankful, very much impressed by the way that the Creator has literally created this concert for the living water to be an extraordinary spirit-filled event that is certain to change the course of spiritual history for many of us who have been engaged in this, edification of the congregation, uplifting ourselves in all ways, spiritually particularly, and the concept of the living water being this liquid crystal superconductor, the creative juice of the universe that has the capacity to respond literally to prayer, to change its structure, which means that it's got to be intelligent. That's Dr. Masaru Emoto's work. So on this show tonight, I'm just going to be laying out for you what's going to happen on Thursday, beginning Thursday night, the 18th. Actually, our broadcast begins on LiveH2O.tv. That's the network that LiveH2O will be broadcasting on. I'm going to be talking about, actually I should be broadcasting over LiveH2O.tv tonight, but I'm broadcasting over our regular channel. This is www.love528.com, love528tv.com, and so we'll be broadcasting via LiveH2O.tv starting Thursday night, where I have the privilege of presenting Dr. Masaru Emoto from Laguna Beach, California, in the presence of hundreds of people and in the presence of diplomats from the Japanese embassy, because he's from Japan, he's flying over from Japan, as well as the Afghanistan embassy, because we're raising money for children who have been devastated, their schools and their hospitals over there in Afghanistan have been pulverized by war. And so we're literally raising money to help support those problems over in Afghanistan and to help the children over in Afghanistan deal with those problems and urgencies by this fundraiser. And so that's Thursday night. We'll be presenting Dr. Emoto with Live H2O People's Award for Humanitarian Science, for his incredible service in bringing us an understanding of how water works spiritually, how energy frequency of prayer, how your own lips can literally transmit your heartfelt loving intention into the liquid crystal superconductor, the creative juice of the universe, and literally open this whole process up to a beautiful blessing. It's a virtual global baptism that we're about to accomplish. So the concept is very beautifully articulated. There's been improvements in the website. Even for people who are on slow speed connections, you may be one of those folks listening tonight on this Insight Hour. Well, guess what? We've got some great news for you. We've actually reduced the data downloads that are there on the website on livehto.org and on livehto.tv so that you have the capacity now to actually get the uninterrupted broadcast. You'll have the first time in history the opportunity to use this technology over the internet to program and broadcast not only your own broadcasts, but to literally choose your programming from 9 different screens. On Sunday the 21st, you'll be able to go into Prayer Center, into the Prayer Center room where there's 3 different monitors on the internet, and you can get there through livehto.org. And that, what, I'm sorry, livehto, yes, livehto.org, you'll see it on the front page, on the home page. And that from there, you'll be able to see what's taking place from Sedona, Arizona, where Traga Rinpoche will be blessing us and leading the global chant. You'll be with me also from Long Beach, California. We'll be broadcasting there. There's some extraordinary scheduled events happening all weekend long from Long Beach. Pasadena, you'll be with us on Saturday night. I'll be broadcasting from Pasadena. Pasadena will also be broadcasting, I understand, on Friday night and Sunday as well. Sunday's prayer is most important. There's right now 2 prayer sessions that are scheduled. There's 2 drumming sessions that are scheduled. There are 2 chants that are scheduled, 9-minute chants that basically begin both in Jerusalem, in the evening of Jerusalem on Sunday night at 8 p.m. after 4 hours of drumming, where this magnificent group of loving brothers and sisters from Jerusalem, led by White Eagle Medicine Woman, who is brought to the Holiest of Holies, the King Solomon's Temple, of course, the old ancient temple there. It's the ancient mosque as well. This is the Holiest of Holies. The Temple Mount is going to be the site for playing what, in my humble opinion, is the modern Ark of the Covenant. That is the drum, grandmother drum. And I personally have experienced that. I've had the blessing of experiencing grandmother drum, and I can tell you, this is a most amazing instrument that literally plays in 528 hertz frequency. Now, what is 528 hertz frequency? Well, 528 hertz frequency is the frequency that we now know, based on the mathematics and the physics, is the closest to the human heart. We now know that 528 is the fundamental to all sacred geometry, to the pyramid designs. We now know that it is also central to pi, phi, in the Fibonacci series. So this event, which is marrying humanity's heart, where we're going to marry our hearts to the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, played in 528 hertz frequency and sung and chanted in 528 hertz frequency, to the which is the universal language music, for the purpose of bringing about this transformation through the universal healer, which is love. So we've got a tremendous number of wonderful revelations in science and water science and physics and mathematics that we're bringing to bear on the concert for the living water in this entire weekend's events. And that my prediction is that for those of you who have been engaged in your own spiritual evolution, your own transformation, and your own literally consciousness expansion, that you have opened your hearts up to divine direction, and that this divine direction now has all of us moving towards this celebration of Sunday the 21st, where we're going to marry our voices, our hearts, in one unified voice to bring peace on earth and lasting peace, world health, and universal prosperity. That is prosperity in all ways. There's no shortages of anything. There's a actually, you know, the funny thing about money, it's called currency, you know, currency. Well, look at that word, current, like a flow. Sea, like the sea of green. The current now, right here now, is flowing from this magnificent sea of green, this water. And the whole universe is water. We now know that we're actually celebrating the fact that the scientists have told us that the entire universe is full of water. So that we're literally looking at the book of the Genesis, where it says in the beginning there was the Creator, there was the water, even before there was the Word or the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible, there is the water. And so that water is in your body. 80% of your body is filled with this magnificent liquid crystal superconductor. The creative juice of the universe is completely making up the majority of your body. So now think about the fact that our atmosphere is hydrated. Think about the fact that NASA scientists have already determined that the entire universe is full of water. And so that this is now an understanding that the creative juice into which the word sound frequency in the beginning of Genesis was spoken, let there be light. And out of this water came this magnificent sunshine, which is made of what? Hydrogen. The sun is made of about 98% hydrogen and 2% helium, which is a couple of hydrogen atoms combined. Now, that tells you something. It tells you that all the energy in the universe comes out of water. It tells you that all the electrons that are flowing, that's creating all the energy, everything from the movement of my lips, the blinking of my eyes, to the signal that you're receiving on this television monitor right now on the internet, all of it is produced by electrons that are flowing. Those flowing electrons are bringing all the energy, and the primary source is the same. It's hydrogen. You know that old equation that you get in chemistry, like H plus OH minus equals H2O. Well, that's water, and that's the equation of producing water, and there's nobody that can produce water except for the Creator. Scientists have tried. They can't produce water. And it's kind of like the concept, you know, God is the Creator. You can't create God. You got to just take what God creates and celebrate it. And that's what we're about to do. The revelations, the science, the understanding, water science and physics and mathematics that we're bringing now, the world's leading experts are going to be lecturing all day, 24 hours of programming on Friday. Starting this Friday, that's right, if you go to livehto.tv, you'll actually get 24 hours of broadcasting from some of the world's leading experts in this whole field. In the last 48 hours, I've been contacted by Don Estes, Dan Winter, a variety of experts who, at this point, we're even having trouble trying to get them scheduled because there's so many out there that want to participate. So what a blessing this is. If you go to livehto.org, you'll see on the contacts page, you'll see way over 50 different venues internationally already signed on. So there's more than 50 venues. That's an amazing feat. We actually submitted already an application to Guinness World Book of Records that is in the category of the most concerts held in 24 hours for a particular theme. And that's what this is. Concert for the Living Water is a magnificent theme that brings us a full measure of understanding of the greatest secreted truths in Earth's history have now been revealed. And Live H2O is a celebration. It's a proclamation of our education, our edification, our literally our uplift in energy and understanding and this measure of intelligence by which we can redevelop and re-guide our planet back to sanity. Some semblance of sanity would be nice, don't you think? Among this hypocrisy and lunacy and the degeneration and intoxication that's administered by the global industrialist, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that you and I have been talking about on the Inside Hour for many years now. Well, it's a transcendence time. It's a time of celebration where we transcend the limitation. And the limitation shall be no more for those of us who tune into the clear channel broadcast of 528 hertz frequency that connects your heart literally to the Creator's heart. I'm telling you, based on all the evidence we're looking at, and there's a ton of it, it's like a big picture. You know, you at the end of a picture, you put all the little pieces together in a puzzle. You got a picture there, and suddenly you know what it is, even though you couldn't see it in the beginning. And that's exactly what it is that we're doing now with Concert for the Living Water. We've put so many pieces together, now it paints a great picture. It's a picture of how we get out of this mess. It's a plan for our evolution beyond the intoxication and the pollution and the degradation of the culture. You know, this whole cultural degeneration that we've been experiencing. You know, our children are manipulated from birth to grave, intoxicated through vaccinations. All of this intoxication is creating plagues, this whole swine flu pandemic. And by the way, tonight I'm going to be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie at 10 o'clock, right after the Inside Hour. I've got a short segment on the news segment talking about the swine flu. Well, you know, this is obviously part of, if you've studied my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, if you look into Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, which is a book I came out with 3 months before September 11, 2001. You know, right after 9/11, everybody was talking about what I had written about and had already on the bookstore shelves 3 months before 9/11, was Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And when you talk about swine flu, there's Death in the Air. When you talk about globalism, that's what you're talking about, multinational corporations profiting off of humanity's suffering here, and the terrorism, that's what we're looking at, white-collar bioterrorists who are literally advancing this fear agenda, this incredible fright. Think about it. There's only, you know, a couple people die, and they're already making headline news about the great plague that's coming on. Now, if that's not an agenda, if that's not scripted, I don't know what is. Gee whiz, you know, the concept, it's not just about the mainstream media making money off of humanity's suffering and fear induction. It's not just about that. There's other socioeconomic and political agendas that have created an urgency on this planet that we now have the choice to do something about. That choice is Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. Sunday, after Friday's education and after Saturday's musical entertainment, where many of the world's most conscious musicians are joining together to bring you edutainment, education, as well as entertainment, musical engagement into this loving heart frequency of 528. Musical instruments, many of them, ideally most of them, and even maybe all of them, will be retuned to 528 hertz frequency, so that you'll have the opportunity then to literally vibe to the resonance and essence of love, which is what the entire universe is vibing to already. So we'll be actually getting the opportunity this weekend through the music to commune, divinely commune, maximally commune with what's in your heart that gives you the warm fuzzies when you're in relationships that bring you joy and harmony and love. That's such a wonderful feeling. Well, that's what this is about. It's about recapturing your essence, my essence, our divine family's essence of harmony and resonant frequency of divinity. That's what this divine human communion is about. That's what that interpersonal communication should be about, right? It's about communicating, communing with each other as brothers and sisters from a divine family, which is what we are. Obviously, if 80% of your body is water, and water is part of the triune God, according to the book of Genesis, well, guess what? That makes you part of the divine family, makes me part of the divine family. So we're really brothers and sisters divine that have been, unfortunately, dumbed down maximally. And so this is the part of the truth that shall set us free maximally. Instead of getting vaccinated or intoxicated, and I would urge you now, I've got a new website up that just went up this week, and there's a couple new YouTube videos that you'll want to watch. Let me just tell you about them, and then we'll go back to Live H2O. The new website is www.fluscam.com, fluscam.com. And if you go to fluscam.com and read the articles that I've written there, it will be a wake-up for you, I guarantee it. You'll be absolutely engaged with a full understanding of how it is that the mainstream media, mass mind control, actually plays to the public, to engage the public, anchor the public, like anchormen in the news do, anchormen, you know, anchors you down into this fear and this incredible sub-spiritual state of dissonance, of egoic, fear-based consciousness, which is really dumbness. You got to be out to lunch to really be there and stay there. You know, that's unfortunately where most people are today, but the reality is, gee whiz, it's Judgment Day. Judgment Day. And that's what's happening now. And, you know, the concept for the living water actually is part of the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. So, you know, you can look at the bad news. You can look at the flu. You can look at the fright. You can look at the engineered manipulation, intoxication, and the public mania, the wearing of masks, not going into public places where there's lots of crowds or people sneezing, isolating yourself off, being fearful of engaging. You know, I wonder if Mother Teresa had that problem. You know, I don't think so. I really do not think that Mother Teresa, if she were alive today, I'm sure she's probably rolling over in her grave thinking about how stupid we are for not engaging each other with love and understanding in the face of even a flu. You know, a lot of people die of influenza. Most of those people, they don't tell you, die from the drugs and the vaccination intoxications and all of the medical manipulations that they've received by putting their faith into a medical deity. It's the same old story of paganism. Where's your faith? If you say you consider yourself a good Jew or a good Christian or a good Muslim, and you run to the medicine cabinet to pop your magic pill to cure every ill, where's your faith? How can you declare yourself a faithful Christian, for example, and do that? You know, when, you know, Jesus, Yeshua is his Hebrew name, when he actually did what he did, what did he tell you? He produced those miracle healings, and what did he say? It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. So the reality is, where's your faith and trust? If you have faith and trust, literally, you can move mountains. That's exactly right. How much faith and trust does a mustard seed have? You know, the Jesus said, you know, if you had as little faith and trust as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. How much faith and trust does a mustard seed have? Answer. Infinite. Infinite. Because a mustard seed doesn't have an ego. It doesn't have a fear-based, mind-controlled, enslaving mechanism that's been indoctrinated into subhuman dissonance to the essence of the flow of divinity. The power of the universe is flowing through us. The power of the universe resides in our hearts. And if we have faith and trust, which also resides in your heart, that's like the clear channel broadcasting station to the heavenly throne. You can move mountains because you have got the power of the Creator behind you and inside of you. And so you can just simply move that by how? Prayer, the lips, the labiaratum, the creative instruments. If the Creator created through the spoken word, which is sound, Creator created through the spoken word, which is sound, using the lips, let there be light. And then you understand this concept. If the Creator created that, and you're created in the image of the Creator, and you love your children, and you would never send your own children to school, so let's say on planet Earth, unprepared to show you the magnificent creations that they have the opportunity to create and bring home to you and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, look at this. Isn't this a wonderful, wonderful thing that I've done? And you take pride and joy in that. What makes you think that your Creator's any different? No difference. So that the concept that we have been endowed with the creative technology and that all the Creator wants, like we as parents want from our children, is to see them be prosperous and blessed and healthy and happy and create, be them so special creative beings that they have this capacity. And so this is what we really need to look at. The fact is we have a Creator who loves us. We were created in that love, out of the prayer, the words, the spoken word, and this whole concept of us praying with faith. That's the clear channel broadcasting station that connects you. That's the 528 hertz frequency station that connects you to love, to the love of the Creator. So if you want to maximally be blessed, and bless others and serve others in a meaningful way. Get with the flow. Get with this flow of the liquid crystal superconductor that's throughout the universe as this special creative juice that's flowing through you right now. And that's conducting as a liquid crystal superconductor the energy, the spirituality, the electron flow that's going to uplift you and turn you into a light being, a being full of this light, this glory and power of the Creator. So come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her lunacy, her hypocrisy, her genocidal degradation and intoxication. Come out of that. It's an old paradigm. It doesn't work, in case you haven't noticed. And so what does work is an alternative. The alternative is literally be blessed with the Holy Spirit flowing throughout the universe. It's eternal. It's right here, right now. That's why Yeshua said, the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. It's right here. We can celebrate it. It's right here, right now. It makes you. In fact, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be sitting where you're sitting right now if it wasn't for that. We've now proven through mathematics and physics and bioenergetics and electrogenetics how DNA actually works as a receiver and a transmitter of that power and glory of the Creator. And that's power that's coming in through light and sound signals, special frequency vibrations, like 528 hertz frequency. This incredible sound of love. And you can go on to love528.com. I was just recently on, about an hour ago, with Rob McConnell from the X-Zone from Ontario, Canada. And Rob asked me where on the website that he could get the tone generation of love. And I showed him. Go to www.love528.com. It's one of the links off of the website liveh2o.org, Concert for the Living Water. In case you've just joined us, this is a show that we're talking about Concert for the Living Water, LiveH2O. LiveH2O.org has all the information, including these very valuable links. You want to hear the tone? Just simply go online. There's a free tone generator that we placed online to help musicians retune their instruments. And so you can get your instruments retuned there, and you can sing along and chant along. You can go into the temple that Jonathan Goldman, our brother Jonathan from Boulder, Colorado, has donated for Concert for the Living Water. You can go on there and tone in the AH chanting room. Right now, there's probably a couple hundred people online that are practicing for Concert for the Living Water, joining the human family, the global community, in this Concert for the Living Water, where we're going to sing together in harmony. You know that song, I'd love to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Well, that's what we're about to do. Yeah, it's time. It's time that we really expanded our hearts and our consciousness beyond the limitations, the false indoctrinations, the dogmas that literally keep us dumbed down. You know, that's what school is about. Everything from, the grade schools that we send our children to, but to the academic education that I received, doctorate education, Harvard School of Public Health. You know, I have advanced degrees. But the reality is it was all an indoctrination. And I had to literally learn and have vision beyond that unfortunate confinement of my mentality. And most importantly, looking at my heart. You know, when you go into these hazing education processing, that is the cultural indoctrination, that's in essence, what it is that we have, this dogmas and doctrines and education, which is an indoctrination system to make us mind-controlled slaves of something far less than what we're capable of being. And so that this is really a time for revelation. It's a time for emancipation, where we free ourselves from this incarceration to false gods. Confinement to drugs and vaccinations, excuse me, as a way to stay healthy? Excuse me, what's wrong with that picture? You know, you tell me that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, You're talking about the God of all the people, of all we the people, the creator of the entire universe, would need modern science to save us from the avian flu or the swine flu? You got to be joking me. If you've got that mentality that you have been dumbed down to that level of ignorance, of gross deception, and you want to buy into that, you know what? I hate to say this, because I know it may seem not kind, and I am a kind person. But you know what? Maybe you should go get vaccinated. Sorry to say that. Because the only people, in my opinion, that get vaccinated are fools. Blind fools. Highly ignorant. The only people that get their children vaccinated and violate the sanctity of that magnificent creation, both theirs as well as the Creator's creation. The people who are grossly ignorant. And so, if you're listening to this broadcast tonight, don't be grossly ignorant. Come out of that ignorance. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and this incredible vaccination agenda, this growing swine flu fright, which they claim as a pandemic. I see it as a genocidal manipulation of the population. I see it for what it really is. So if you go online right now to fluscam.com, you'll see some videos that have been posted there, including my most recent one just posted last night. I've been both doing live H2O work as well as working on the issues that I'm most famous for, which is articulating the alternative view, the understanding of what's really going on at the highest levels of the drug industry, at the deepest confines and the backroom deals where the shady monetary manipulations actually take place, where the population intoxication is planned, and that in those rooms, such as at the Baxter Corporation headquarters and like in Dr. Robertson's office from the UK, engaged in World Health Organization discussions, how to loose viruses to prime unsuspecting populations with genetically engineered flu viruses. Sound familiar? A weakened flu virus to prime the population sounds just like what they did in Mexico. The Mexican flu that they told you was going to come get you, well, you know what? It's coming around. It's circulating. It went from America to Asia to Eurasia. And as it did, it's picked up what? Other flu-type strains, including avian that the Baxter Corporation shipped out to 18 vaccine production facilities internationally, mostly all across Europe. And so as that flu, the Mexican flu, swine flu Mexico, circulates, goes through Europe, and that those, I say, people, the media told us that a couple ferrets died. Well, gee whiz, those laboratory mammals that were used for experimental testing on the vaccines are not the only ones that they give experimental vaccines to. And so the likelihood that this is a cover and they've actually seeded H5N1 along with H1N1, which, by the way, they told you that. Reuters carried that at the beginning of the Mexican flu fright. They told you that this was a new recombinant. They had never seen anything like it before. It alarmed the scientific community, saying, how did the bird flu end up in a swine in Mexico and then come out and infect humans? That's what the hype was about. Well, it's a cover story. The psychological operation covered for the Baxter Corporation and advanced the Baxter Corporation's profiteering off of humanity's suffering. That's a definition of genocide. A genocidal operation. And so that's what's really taking place across Europe now as this flu virus expands and takes on a different type of genes from the avian flu, which is said to kill approximately 60% of the people that it infects. Well, gee whiz, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen at that time, I'd say pretty certainly, is this expansion of the deadliness of the pandemic, and that's what the authorities are telling you. So that's my call. But that's not even as deadly as what I think is the most deadly of all. What's the plan? The plan is mass vaccination. The Barack Obama administration, you may have heard, is going to demand that Americans receive 3 stockpiled flu vaccines by the fall. 3 vaccines. Well, that's pretty intense, isn't it? How do you reconcile that? How do you give Americans 3 vaccines, which are mostly deadly? You see, if you pick up a physician's desk reference and you just simply study the old flu vaccines that were previously experimented upon and evaluated far more properly and intensely than the current flu vaccines that they will be administering. These have been produced on a fast track, like a fast track for depopulation, for population reduction, fast tracking these toxic solutions that are injected into the human bloodstream that carry foreign RNA, DNA, bacteria, viral pieces. And, you know, there's so many alternatives. I really should probably spend a couple minutes and talk about some of the alternatives tonight that you can have. Oxysilver.com is the first foremost one that is urgent that comes to mind. Absolutely go to Oxysilver.com in the next week or so. If you want to do it tonight, go there tonight. It's a fabulous website that's been set up that we actually have created a whole cooperative, a whole program to help you save some lives, which is what most of the Insight Hour listeners, most of the people who support Dr. Len Horowitz, you folks listening tonight, want ways to help people and help yourselves. Well, we produced a whole program. Oxysilver.com will actually give you a $6,600 website for free just to be part of this program of helping people. And beyond that, you get 40%. If it sells, if you sell anything over your website, you send people, it's a referrals network. You refer people to your website. And if you do that, then they buy from you, not me. And yes, I'm your partner. But you know what? Aren't we partners in a divine family? Aren't we brothers and sisters anyway? If there's got to be some sort of a enterprise and collaboration, maybe we should do it with something that's a little bit more stable than the money that we're passing around today that's controlled by central bankers, that's not controlled by you and me. In fact, there's nothing backing it whatsoever. There's no faith and trust in it anymore either. That's why Barack Obama this past week sold B-2 bomber plans to the Chinese as part of the payoff for the trillions of dollars that we owe China. The national debt is ridiculously, you can't even conceive of how much it is anymore. So what are they doing? The same thing they've always been doing, printing money from nothing, part of the global scam. But the disease intoxication is my area of concern. I'm a public health professional. And the reality is I can see what's really happening here, and I urge you to take alternative precautions to getting vaccinated and intoxicated by antibiotics. Do not, read my lips, do not take Tamiflu. Whatever you do, do not get injected, intoxicated with Tamiflu or any vaccines. Because if you do that, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool. And they're going to be coming for a lot of fools. The Barack Obama administration has now determined that we shall receive, they say, 3 vaccines this coming fall when this pandemic gets worse through the recombinations that have been engineered. The viruses that have been loosed are circulating. So what are the protections? Go to fluscam.com and read what a normal flu is. It's a wonderful thing. God did not create the flu to have it be a bad thing like the drug industrialists have created the swine flu, the avian flu, recombinants that even maybe have, according to some of the reports, Spanish flu that they dug up, I guess for this precise time in history, so that we could just have one more great grand flu to recombine with the circulating flus so that we can whack out a significant portion of the population to fulfill the population reduction agenda of the global elite. So that the concept now of us having to do something definitive and alternative to this madness. So look at what the flu really is on fluscam.com. Check out the fact that, you know, flus typically are simply detoxification reactions. You know, this concept of drinking dairy products from cows. Well, we're humans. You know, mother's breast milk is the healthiest thing that a baby could drink, not dairy products from foreign species that contain foreign proteins besides all of the antibiotics and all the chemicals and hormones that they're feeding the livestock today. So this concept of natural alternatives to Tamiflu and vaccination toxicity and demonic, deadly demise from getting intoxicated from vaccinations, this is what I'm urging you to do tonight and over the next couple months when you begin to see more and more propaganda and it becomes clear that the quarantines are going to be carried out. You had a little taste of that a couple months ago, actually in April, the end of April, where they were having school closings in New York, and Joseph Biden said he wouldn't even take the subway in New York because he was afraid that he was going to get infected and people were wearing masks all over New York. Well, gee whiz, it's foreshadowing of times to come, and that time is coming soon. And that looks like the fall 2009 to me from where I sit and reviewing the evidence coming across the media, coming from the Centers for Disease Creation, the World Health Organization that is literally the prostitutes for the Rockefeller cartel. So this is the time in history where we've got to look at alternatives. What are you feeding yourself? What kind of water are you drinking? The vast majority of illnesses would disappear if we just understood what water is, how it works. H2O. The H is, as I mentioned earlier, hydrogen. This whole concept of hydrogen being this donor of energy, of electricity. This concept that pH, parts hydrogen, or power of hydrogen, is one of the most fundamental and most important of all understandings of health and physiology and metabolism and staying healthy and prevention. And you see, disease recovery is also based on this tremendously. Parts, hydrogen, pH, your body chemistry. You know, if you're alkaline and you've had a lot of water and you've been drinking and you're well hydrated, pH of 8 drinking water, so that your body chemistry range is between pH 7.3 and 7.8. You know what? I guarantee you, even if it's an avian combination swine flu, it's not going to knock you out for very long, if at all. And if you take OxySilver, I wouldn't worry about it at all. And I should tell you also the way to take OxySilver. It's the way that you would take anything, really. It's with prayer, heartfelt, loving prayer, that whatever it is that you're doing becomes a blessing. And that in this case, you want to bless your own body to be free from infectious diseases, free from the fear and the flu, free from anything that could harm you. So this is really what prayer can be used for. This is why Jesus, who did all those healings, said it is by your faith and trust in the boss, in the master conductor, the master composer of the universal orchestra that's singing love songs, uplifting everything simultaneously, universally, hydrosonically, through sound, word, mathematic frequency vibration on water. So this concept of the living water being inside of you, that parts hydrogen in that water can protect you, the pH, the power of hydrogen, alkaline, your body chemistry can protect you. These are the simple understandings that we bring to you on FluScam.com, and that anybody who has reasonable intelligence can understand what we're talking about and celebrate the fact that they don't need to go get themselves intoxicated with vaccines. So let me spend the next 10 minutes, again, giving you some of the fine points, talk a little bit more about the concert for the Living Water Live H2O, and I want to thank the creator so much for all of the magnificent contributions that I've seen people make who've been called. Creator's called so many wonderful people to this concert. And so Bill Miller, Grammy Award-winning musical composer and artist, recording artist, who is going to be performing in Pennsylvania. He's going to be in north of Pittsburgh, and the people from Pittsburgh are currently celebrating a Three Rivers event up there. Judy is in charge of that whole organization up there. Farmington, Pennsylvania is where Bill Miller is going to be joining us. There's a brother there that's hosting a powwow, a large gathering of Native Americans that have joined and allied with Live H2O now. Nashville, Tennessee on Sunday is going to have a beautiful event. Pasadena, California is going to have a big event all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It just happens to coincide with one of Pasadena's largest summertime events. There's going to be 10,000 people in Pasadena, and right at the center. Can you imagine how grand the creator is? Right at the center of all of the activities, and there's going to be musical stages all around the downtown area of Pasadena. Right in the heart of it all is our stages for Live H2O. And I understand that the organizers are so blessed and so happy to join us that they've actually were intending a prayer. Now get this, how the Creator works perfectly. They were intending to actually do a prayer for something good. They weren't clear about what that was. World peace is a great concept. You know, they were probably going to pray for world peace. But then we brought them the concept of praying along with all of the world with Live H2O. And gee whiz, that's what's going to happen in Pasadena on Sunday. So, folks listening, you've got two prayer services and two drumming services and two chanting services. And if you watch the website tomorrow, there's going to be probably three by the end of the day. By the time the weekend rolls around, there will be three posted on livehto.org. Three distinct prayer, drumming, and chanting sessions. The third one is coming on from our brothers and sisters from the Aboriginal people of Australia that have just joined us. And so we'll be receiving word from them momentarily. A lot of different groups are going to be broadcasting, and their organization is one of those that have pledged to develop their broadcasting capability. So that's wonderful. From London, we have Sister Esther, who's been working so diligently, and with Brother Leo from the Nation of Islam, who's out there in London working on a magnificent venue and also to bring you live broadcasting from London. Spain has just come on. There's going to be such a beautiful venue on the coast of Spain. And that, you know, go online, livehto.org, and you'll see the whole incredible list now, well over 50 different venues worldwide that have pledged to and planned. And there's a lot of them that have posted in the forums section of livehto.org. They've already posted their schedules. So you'll be very, very pleased to see that and to read up on what's happening. And most importantly, tuning in to livehto.tv. And you see this broadcast tonight where we have folks listening probably all over the world on Love Channel, the love528.com. television. That's where we're broadcasting tonight, as well as on BBS, boyboysamradio.com. Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, Seth in Engineering has already posted the player on BBS Radio. If you have a website, this is important, by Friday, that's only in a couple days, we need to have you help us, help each other in putting, embedding the players from livehto.tv into all the websites that you can find. Every one, it takes about 2 minutes. It's only about a 2 minute process to literally just embed the live H2O.tv player, the HTML code, into your HTML code from that website. And what's going to happen is that player is going to pop up, and that's a valuable asset to your website. Right now, there's almost 13 hours, 13 glorious hours, full-time, 24/7 broadcasting, but 13 hours of unique programming, before it repeats, of water, music about water, education about water, spiritual aspects of water, consciousness in water, the way we can harvest water from the air, the way we can harvest water from the ocean. In Long Beach, another wonderful thing, we're going to have Brother Jim down in Long Beach demonstrating another wonderful brother, Dr. John Stewart's magnificent work from Canada. I had the privilege a couple weeks ago of meeting a genius, Dr. Stewart, who has advanced the technology that we're now going to demonstrate on Saturday and Sunday. Actually, Friday too. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You come to Long Beach, I'll take you to Brother Jim. He's got Dr. Stewart's machine operating that's literally you can watch. We're going to broadcast it. Taking ocean water, desalinating it within a couple minutes, purifying it on top of that. Then, if that's not good enough, then remineralizing it and energizing it into 528 hertz frequency of love crystallography. It's going to actually contain the love frequency vibration because these guys are into what we're into. They know, they understand. So that water is going to be passed out for free all over the Long Beach area. It's a 2 mile beach. A whole 2 mile beach section is going to be full, packed full of people where we're demonstrating the world's greatest technology that can literally eliminate every urgency. We'll have gads of OxySilver there. You know, we'll be giving out little teaspoons of OxySilver for people with prayer, which contains 528 hertz frequency of love also. Now you have to understand something. That's a constitutional remedy. You know, in homeopathy, where there's a frequency vibration in the water, the resonance signature of whatever you want to put in water, you can do that if you know the frequency, or if you take the original substance, like in homeopathics. This concept of water being a liquid crystal, you know that crystals hold energy and transmit energy. They have memory. That's why computer chips use silicon crystals. That's what it's all about. There's memory being held in there. So you understand this. This is what liquid crystal superconductive water is the greatest thing for, is transmitting information, sound and light signaling, energy vibrations. And this is now the magnificent time in history where we know all this and we get a chance to apply it to solve the planet's greatest problems. So we're going to show you. And you can see right now on livehtwo.tv, the video wall is magnificent, by the way. Just go and play the video wall. By the way, I've got some homework to do. I've got to post a questionnaire. We have a contest coming up. There's 60 videos in the video wall. 60 videos. All cool, really cool, educational, and beautiful. Some of the pictures and some of the scenes of whales feeding and dolphins playing with bubble rings are awesome, just awesome. So go online, check it out at livehtwo.org. You will not be disappointed. And you can also, once we post it, you can do the quiz. This concept, though, the concept of water being harvested even from air in the dry and arid regions, water being used to run automobiles and car engines, we show you on the video wall and on livehtwo.tv, that's indeed what is taking place. So really, it's a great, blessed time in history, and we've got so many solutions. Well, look at that word. Solution. Sound familiar? Water. The universal solvent. The creative juice of the universe. It's in your body. So if you want to resonate dynamically and divinely, maximally, tune into 528. Tune into the music of 528. that's going to be played internationally over at least 9 broadcasting stations on livehTV this weekend. See us make history. Be with us as we make history. Join us. Raise your voice in harmony and unity and solidarity as we make history, as we produce the most spiritually uplifting concert in Earth's history, and join our voices in prayer with the most advanced internet technology available to bring multimedia communications, to bring my voice together with your voice, and send both of our voices, along with millions of others worldwide, into the living water globally. That is awesome, because what that's going to do is it's going to turn your lakes and rivers and streams and vast oceans into a virtual love potion. Love potion number 528. And that's what we're doing. And as that water, because it's resonating, and because of the concept of entrainment and resonance, that our hearts and our body water, just like, you know, surgeons do not do surgeries. Mostly intelligent surgeons refrain from doing surgery because people bleed heavily during a full moon. The lunar cycle is the way that the oceans move, gravitational forces, the entrainment of that energy vibration. When we move this water and lend our hearts and vibrate the oceans with 528 with love, you're going to feel it. If you're at all spiritually attuned, you're going to feel it. And it's going to be an uplifting, wonderful, expanding, vortex opening, spiritually uplifting event, and profoundly so. It's been prophesied, and we're about to fulfill Bible prophecy and elder Aboriginal native prophecy as well. Well, I can see from the clock that we're pretty much almost out of time here on the Inside Hour. I should get off right now. I'm going to ask Brother Don Nikoloff to come on with Evident Footprints maybe a minute or two early. Tonight I want to thank our host, HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Stock up on OxySilver.com. Stock up, go there now, be a part of not just making history, but making people healthy, saving some lives. Join our network, our cooperative, our organization with OxySilver. Join newly this week. I understand we're supposed to have the new affiliate program for HealthyWorldStore.com up and running. That would make all of us partners, which is what we are anyway. We're part of a royal loving family, a divine loving family. We're brothers and sisters divine. And I thank you so much for watching and sharing the Inside Hour tonight. Tell your friends. Put it down in your schedule. Tell your friends about this weekend's events with LiveH2O. And I'll see you next week. I'm just going to end here tonight a couple minutes early because I want to prepare for George Norrie on